drill the 13th inch.
We'd figure out a way. It's not, I don't think that's an essential ingredient. It's because we did not complete the process with the basic understanding, therefore it became necessary to go through the process of destruction and exile. Certainly, there would it could have been possible if we would have done the Avodah in a way of not sinning or of sinning, doing tshuva in time, then there would have been a possibility of reconstructing the Beis HaMikdash in such a way that it would be an eternal edifice. They could have avoided the tragedy at its inception, in which case they would have succeeded in saying to it that the events following would not follow. So it comes out that Asarba Tevis has emphasized the positive potential within the fast day, the time of divine goodwill, as it were, that in terms of doing tshuva, which would effectively neutralize the destruction and bring redemption more than all other fasts. Since there was no actual destruction, because also the walls of Yerushalayim remained complete, the only thing that really happened was something which was enough, should have been enough, to awaken people to Judah without any actual destruction. That if they would have done the Judah, if they would have responded to that particular call to repentance, they would have avoided the tragedy, and everything would have remained whole and complete without any destruction whatsoever.
But it's like they weren't around to do shiva, and they didn't pick up the phone, they flailed on the mission.
He's on the phone.
They flailed on the mission. It was like, I don't see why what's like the positive thing behind it if they like never did it anyway. The whole point was to rouse them to achieve and they never did it. Why are we looking at that now and seeing it as such a positive thing?
Because it has in it the power. It's a day which contains within it an opportunity. The fact that they didn't take advantage of that opportunity in no way diminishes the spiritual significance, the tremendous potential for holiness that exists in that day. The fact that it's opportunity that they missed an opportunity does not in any way diminish its great the greatness of that time. And even we in later times who are given a whole new opportunity for tshuva through the Tainus are really in a sense tapping into that original opportunity.
More so than any
which
other
wasn't
time.
Sure. Because that was the only time when you had an opportunity to do tshuva and avert the tragedy of the time. Obviously, if they would have done tshuva after the walls were breached, so they would have averted the rest of the tragedy, but destruction would have taken place. Here, you had the capacity to avert the tragedy in such a way that there would be no destruction whatsoever. And usually, in the way, something should remain whole and complete, which is the optimum condition for Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. On page 231, if Dalet, which basically is the last line of the page.
2 o'clock in the morning. We're working till 2 o'clock in the morning.
So, the last line on page 231, V'yesh l'haysef v'bir in yanoi ha'miyuhet shal asara b'tev. You could add in the explanation of the unique aspect of asara b'tev. Heimen egei l'ascholos churban de Beis HaMikdash v'heinu b'ikir v'negei l'ascholos ha'gulu binyan Beis HaMikdash. We're referring in terms of asara b'tev as it was actually the beginning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and also and especially as it is as it represents the beginning of the redemption and the beginning of the building of the Beis Hamikdash. And the Gela Matzal Yerushalayim Baseret B'Tevis, in reference to the siege on the city of Jerusalem, which was initiated on the 10th of Tevis, Matzino B'Nevoas Yechezkel, we find in the prophecy of Yechezkel, Ata Kachlecha Machav Barzo, take a pan of iron, V'Nasata Esa Kir Barzo, you should stand it up and make it as if it were a wall of iron, Beincha Ubein Ha'ir, between you and the city. And this was Yechezkel physically acting out through this bringing down the prophecy. V'Haisa B'Matzer, this represented the siege, Ais Hila Beis Yisrael. This is the sign for the Jewish people, standing up this pan of iron. It's a sign to the Jewish people that the city will be under siege. Shekach Tavi Yerushalayim B'Matzer. That so shall Jerusalem come under siege. Yishleima, we could say, Shebasimin La'Matzer Al Yidei Barzel Nir Mezgam Churban Beis Hamikdash. The fact that the sign for the siege was iron alludes to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, not only to the siege, there is that iron would represent a siege which no one could go in and no one could go out, but also it is representative of the actual destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Ki barzel mushlal b'Beis Hamikdash, because we find that the presence of the use of iron is negated in the Beis Hamikdash. K'mo shekasav, as it is written in Sefer Melachim, Ba'bayis b'hibonosei evan shleima, and the house in its building was made with whole stones. And makovis v'agat v'zankokli bazel l'nishma v'bayis b'hibonosei. And axes and spades, all metal utensils, were not heard in the house in its building. And the reason for that is kivon sheshayach l'churban beis hamikdash, since iron is connected to and represents the destruction of the temple. It is a medesh, as we find in the medesh Shmeis Rabba, at the beginning of Parshas Truma, v'zeis ha'truma, that these are the gift offerings that you should take. Zahav v'kesef u'necheshes, gold, silver, and copper. The medesh says, avol barzel enksev kam. It says mentions gold, silver, and copper, but it doesn't mention iron. Leba Mishkan veleba Migdash, not in the Mishkan, which was the portable Migdash which the Jews built in the desert, and so too not later in the Migdash. Lama, why is iron not mentioned as one of the ingredients? Shenimshul bei Edaim, because iron is an element which Edom is compared to, Shechrivu Beis Hamikdash, that they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash.
So we don't use it for the Mishkan because sometime later on, Edom was going to destroy the Beis Hamikdash.
That's what the Midrash said.
Yeah.
Edom represents, Barzel represents the forces of destruction rather than a force for good. Tikkun was there, Al Yidei Barzel the Kedusha. The tikkun for this, everything that exists in the world, the Eibushter created the world in a way of Zeh L'umah Zeh, that there are, that everything that exists in holiness exists in the forces that oppose holiness. So, when we find a force of destruction, of negativity in the world, the way to correct that is through developing that same force in its positive mode in Kedusha. So what is Barzel the Kedusha? Amru Chazal. Our sages said, Kol Talmud Chacham Sheina Kasha Ke Barzel Einei Talmud Chacham. Any Torah scholar that is not as tough, as hard as iron, is not a Talmud Chacham. Tichsiv Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel, as it is written, a land which its stones are iron. Okay, this is one of the things that the praises of Eretz Yisrael, that its stones are iron. Chazal tell us, Al tikra avoneha ela beineha. Don't read it, its stones are of iron, but rather its builders are of iron. And we know that Torah scholars are referred to as builders. So what is this quality that we say is essential to a Talmud Chacham? It is so basic and so essential to a Talmud Chacham that without this quality, he is not to be considered a Talmud Chacham. Shezehu inyan dikshei eref l'mal yusuf. That is the union of stubbornness, of stiff-necked, of stubbornness in the positive sense. That he is, when it comes to things, to standing by the truth, and what is right and correct and proper, he's not soft and wishy-washy, but rather he is firm and unbending. Hachezik v'atekif, barzel de etzem hanashon. So this explains that the union of stubbornness, Lamal Yusa, that we find that Moshe Rabbeinu appealed to Hashem to forgive the Chet HaEgel. He said, Ki am k'she'eref hu v'salachta. Because they are a stiff-necked people, you should forgive them. So Hashem has raised the question, why is that a reason to forgive them? That would seem to be a negative. So this explains because he's referring to the stubbornness that a Jew has in the positive sense, which is derives from the essence of the soul, which is completely loyal and devoted to the Eivrishta, and is completely and totally unbending and unyielding. So the union of Barzel, the union of Koshek Barzel, in the positive sense, is the revelation of the essence of the essence of the neshama, which is unbending and unyielding in its loyalty and devotion to the Eivrishta. And in footnote 59, he points out l'hoyer shebarzel b'gematria geiro shetoy al etzem haneshama. From the Er HaTorah of the Tzemach Tzedek, that Barzel is the same numerical value as the word Geiro, which Geiro refers to the essence of the Neshama. As we say, Hashem HaTorah Kolkeinu Umanoim Geiro Leinu. As sweet as our lot, that Geiro, Chassidus explains, refers to the essence of the Neshama. Shagideze, that through the revelation of the barzel, of the essence of the neshama. So dezem avatlam habarzel b'lumazeh shekashi se'erav v'yetzahot. Through this, we neutralize the barzel, the iron of the forces that oppose holiness, which is the stiff-neckedness of the evil inclination. Look at footnote 60, it brings a number of places where we find that the Zohar is compared to Barzel. The Gemara in Sukkot Afnum Beis Hamad Beis says, in Paga B'chom Anuvel Zeh Mashcheyo L'Beis Hamadish, if you encounter the disgusting one and drag him to the house of study, in Barzel who mispeitzes. By when one feels Yetzirah approaching, by going to the house of study and by learning Torah, even if the Yetzirah is like iron, he will explode. He'll break to pieces. But a medish mishle. And look at, if you see the medish mishle, it says Barzel v'Barzel Yachad. The pasuk says Barzel v'Barzel Yachad, which literally refers to the fact that in order to produce iron tools, you need iron, It is through, it is with iron that you can produce other iron tools. So Chazal say, Zem Mesha HaTzadik Uparei HaRosha Shehayim Snakshim Zem Zebis Fasayim. That they were clashing against each other, okay? The way that they use iron to forge other iron tools is through the pressure. So they were clashing with each other with their lips. And the Moshe said to Paray, Ad shat ta'im lo yodaiti es Hashem, till you go around proclaiming that I don't know Hashem, Seif Chaleida. I'm here to inform you that you're going to end up knowing good and well who Hashem is. Hainu shahabitl de pari. Barzal de l'umazah, nasai de mesha barzal de kedusha. That barzal va barzal yachad, here is being explained by the Medrash. Obviously what the Medrash means to say is that that the destruction, the bitl of pari, represents barzal in forces of evil is accomplished through Moshe, who represents Barzil and the forces of holiness, as explained by the Tzemach Tzedek in his commentary to Megillas Esther. And this is especially connected to the tenth of Tevis. Ki Kavanis Hamatzah Matzah Bruvad Lilei Pigi Afilu B'Chemis Yerushalayim, because the ultimate purpose of the siege. A siege, only a siege, without anything actually being done to the walls of the city. I said, "Le'er al hatshuva." Kedeshigam chemis yushalayim tishar v'tir b'shlemusa kenar. The point of it was, the reason why the process was initiated with a siege in a manner in which the city itself was not directly affected, was untouched, was in order to awaken them to repentance so that even the walls of Yerushalayim would remain unscathed and complete. So what's in Yani Avedus Hashem? What is the Inyan in Avedus Hashem? Where even though the person, the city is under attack, yet he has the capacity to prevent that the walls of the city should be affected in any way. So in Avedus Hashem, that's Hashmira al Shleimus HaTev. That is the protection, preserving the completeness of Torah. Ani Chaymez Zu Torah. As it says, Chazal say on the Pasuk, Ani Chayma, that Ani Chayma is referring to, I am a wall, is referring to Torah. The Torah is like a wall. And the protection of that wall, but Efer Shal Chazik v'Tekev to Barzal the Kedusha, in the manner of the strength and force of the iron of holiness. Avoneha, in other words, the wall is made up of stones. Avoneha Barzal, but here we're talking in the spiritual sense. Beineha, its builders, the Talmid Chachamim, are made of iron. So just like Aser V'Tekev represents protecting, the potential to protect the city from harm, from any harm, by doing tshuva and thereby averting the impending disaster. So similarly, in Avedus Hashem, it is the preservation of the wholeness of Torah by standing firm, by standing in there, is taking that barzal, which represents the force of destruction, and turning it around to be a force which serves as a protection for the Torah by remaining totally unbending and unyielding in one's commitment to preserving the wholeness of Torah by not giving an inch. Seder mizeh, and even more than this, shegam hakavana v'atachlus behemshich hamurois dahamatz ad l'peulas habarzel v'churban beis hamikdash kivan shaleos v'tshuvichu. And even more than this, even the ultimate purpose in the continuation of the events following the siege, up to and including the point in which the metal itself was actually used to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, since in fact they did not do Jew. even those events, he kadesh, the ultimate purpose of those events, he kadesh atir shleimus habazel de kedusha binyan beis hamikdash hashlishi. Even that is ultimately meant as is ultimately a means to leading up to the ultimate end, which is the utilization, the attaining the utilization of barisal of holiness in the building of the third Beis HaMikdash. What is this idea of barisal of holiness in the third Beis HaMikdash? Issa b'medrash. The medrash, the Shemay says, Shazav v'chasav v'necheshes, and it says that you should take for the building of the Beis HaMikdash gold, silver, and copper. The Medrash says that gold, silver, and copper and connected gimel avos, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yankov, corresponds to the three patriarchs of the Jewish people, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Avram, Yitzchak, and Jacob. Zav, Zavram, gold is referring to Avram. Kesef, Zay, Yitzchak. Kesef, silver, alludes to Yitzchak. Unecheshes, and copper, Zay, Yankov, corresponds to and alludes to Yankov. Alpia Yadua, and based on what we know, Shekam Bati HaMikdash is Hem Keneged Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov, that the also the buildings of the temples correspond to Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov. As Chazal tell us in Pesachim, that Avraham Shekosav Behad refers to the Temple Mount. The Rambam refers to the Temple Mount and says that Avram referred to it as a mount. Yitzchak, on him, by him it's referred to as a field. Yankov Shekarei Bayis, and Yankov called it a house. So the Mefarshim, they explain that it's referring to the three Batei Mikdash. Yesh Leimah. So based on that we could say, if gold, silver, and copper correspond to the others, and the three Batei Mikdash also correspond to the others, that stands to reason that gold, silver, and copper correspond to the three Batei Mikdash. Zav Keneged Bayis Rishon, the gold corresponds to the first Bayis HaMikdash. Kesef Keneged Bayis Sheni, silver to the second Bayis HaMikdash. Unecheshes is Keneged Bayis Shlishi, and copper to the third Bayis HaMikdash. Bas Bara Bozeh, explanation of this being, the Yankov Shinyani Teira Nasa Gam Abirur Shal Necheshes. That through Yankov, whose Inyan is Teira, as we explained at the beginning of the Sicha, he is able to accomplish also the refinement of Necheshes. Necheshes being a lower element within the elements of the world. We find that Necheshes is Milosh and Nachash. It has the same root as the word Nachash, which Nachash is the Inyan of Nachash HaKadmeni, so Inyan HaKlippa. Nachash HaKadmeni represents the forces of the husks, meaning the forces of concealment of holiness. Shebirure Aydei Necheshes Dikdusha, whose refinement is brought about through the Necheshes of Kedusha. Ikra Yishleimutzi V'Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi Keneged Yankov. That the ultimate fulfillment of those lowest elements, those aspects of Klippa, the ultimate bearer of Klippa, of Nachash HaKadmeni, will be in the third Beis HaMikdash, which corresponds to Yankov.
What is the meaning of Necheshes Shel Kedusha?
He doesn't go into it here, although he's in the footnote, he points out in footnote 67 that Necheshes is Ashatevis Nevus Chachma Shalomai Lotera, that the drippings of the wisdom of above is Torah. And Torah as we know it is nothing more than droplets from the divine wisdom, and the connection to Yankov, he says, is explained in Er HaTorah, in Parshas Vayechi. Okay, he says that the connection to Yankel Avinu in this is explained in Har HaTorah in Parshas Vayechi. Yesh Laisef. Shemecheshes Reimis Gam Al Maimed Umatzim Zman HaGolos V'achri Churban Vayechi.
What metal is Mashiach? The Shri Avot is Zav Kesef Nechoshet. Now, Barzel Mashiach?
I mean, he doesn't necessarily say that, but he's going to say that on a different level, the ultimate, the third base, I mean, is represented by Barzel, but he doesn't make the say specifically that Mashiach, the end of the person, represents. He doesn't make that.
Also, there is three letters in Barzel, and there is seven roim. So if you take away the three avot, there are still four left that are unrepresented. So maybe the Barzel represent.
It's not again. All of that is I can tell. I was going to say that it corresponds to the four imahs. We shall see. Yesh laheisef shenecheshes reimis gam al amayim rumatzu bezman hagolos v'achri churban vayeshev. Ilu ha-shleimis beis hamikdash ha-shlishi mirumezes v'abiru d'barzel d'lumas ha-shlamat gam minecheshes v'idei z'boim la-shleimis d'barzel d'kdusha. The Rebbe says that we could take this a step further and say that necheshes alludes to the condition of the time of Galus after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Shleimus of the third Beis HaMikdash is alluded to Dafkin the Shleimus of Barzel the Kedush. And he explains
Zav v'kesef u'necheshes. Then it doesn't correspond to Yaakov.
Sorry?
How does it correspond to Yaakov?
How does what correspond?
The third Beis HaMikdash. If you're saying that it's Barzel now and not necheshes.
He's making now a different point. He's not extending the same point. Now he's making a different point. And this new point he's saying we could say, and Necheshes alludes to Golos, okay, and Barzel alludes to the Shleimus of the third Beis HaMikdash. Zav HaKesef Necheshes Hem Besedet Umomai Lulamat. Gold, silver, and copper are listed in the Torah in an order of going from the higher to the lower. I mean, somebody comes on. Shezavu amshuvich b'yeser, that zav, gold, is the most precious, the most praiseworthy. Kesef hu lamata mizav, silver is lower than gold. Necheshes lamata gam mikesef. Copper is lower off even than silver. Rumis gam ba rosh tevis shalom. It's also alluded to in the rosh tevis that each one represents a different spiritual level. You find along with the Rishonim bring Ramazim, Fazav, Kesef, and Necheshes to represent different levels of giving of Tzedakah. That Zav is Rosh HaTevis Zah HaNesim Bari. Zav is the Rosh HaTevis, he who gives when he is healthy. In other words, he gives when things are going well.
He gives when what?
When he is healthy. Even when things are going well, not when he's looking for any divine intercession. Even in good times, he gives. Kesef Rosh HaTevis, Kesheyesh Sakonas Pachat. Kesef is Rosh HaTevis, for he who gives when there is the fear of danger. So in other words, he sees some impending disaster looming. It hasn't happened yet. The danger is on the horizon. In order to avert that danger, he gives charity as a to be a schus, a merit for himself, to help avert that negative event that he is concerned about. The Cheshis Rashi Tevis, the Sinas Chayla Sha'amat Tnu. The Cheshis the Rashi Tevis of the giving of a sick man who says, "Give for me." In other words, that he's already in a bad situation, and he's giving stuck in order to have the schus to get out of it. Pizza Yishleima, Shazav Meir Ala Mishnu Bayis Zisha Shahayi Vishleima, Zeh HaNesim Bari. So we could say based on this, that Zav alludes to the Mishkan and the first Bayis HaMikdash, which were complete. And this corresponds to he who gives when things are good, when he's healthy. Kesef Meir Al Bayis Sheni Shechosu Bechamish Advar. Shalach and Yesh Sakonas Pachat, Shema Yi Eda Pamachisar Chazashon, the Beis HaMikdash Kula. Kesef alludes to the second Beis HaMikdash, which were lacking five things, which therefore that always, that its continued existence is more tenuous, and it always has the fear that maybe we're going to lose it, because since it's already lacking, so there's always the fear of it's not complete and whole. And the Cheshes Shalomata Mizov, but Kesef, Meir Al Amayim Edu Matzev Dizmana Goes. The Cheshes, which is even lower than Kesef, alludes to the situation in the time of Golos, Shebiklal HaChasar in the Beis HaMikdash Nasim B'nei Yisrael, V'mayim Edu Matzev Shal Mechela Sha'im Etinu. That the Jewish people find themselves in the condition of a sick, of someone who is ill, that says, "Give." Shazuya Bakasha Vadrisha Bakash Baruch Litin, Goanese by Nyofu Nason is based on Mikdash Ashlishi, Shayyah Batachas Ashlemus. But that is the request and the demand from the Avisha that he give. That we're like the sick person who says, "Give." But it's like, sick person asks that the Avisha should give in the proper way of giving. The third Beis HaMikdash, which will be the Tachas HaShleimus, Gamal Gabi HaMishkan Beis HaShleimus, even relative to the Mishkan in the first Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Adnai Kenu Yodecha, the Mikdash, which will be the handiwork of the Avisha, Binyana de Kutcher Brichu, the building of the Avisha himself, Beis Nitzri Shein Achrecha, an eternal edifice, which will not follow any destruction. Yeshleima, we could say Shemayelus Hanitzchi is the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. That this additional Milo, which the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi has, the third Beis HaMikdash has even over the first, of the fact that it is eternal. Shalachay Achorven the Beis HaShlishi by Sheni Yibana Beis Bayis Beis Mikdash Nitzchi Shein Achor Chorven. But after the destruction of the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, there will be built an eternal Beis HaMikdash, which does not have any destruction following it. The Mezes Bachesik V'Hatekiv to Baez HaMikdash. The eternal nature of the third Beis HaMikdash is alluded to in the strength and the force of iron as it is in the realm of holiness. The signal of the Teres HaKabbalah V'Achsidus. Okay, all of this till now has been in the manner of the Muslim, and now the Rebbe says in the language of Kabbalah and Chassidus, Yadua, it is known, as the Arizal brings in Parshas Vayechi, Shebazel Rosh HaTevis, Bila Rachel, Zilpa Leah. Shebazel is the Rosh HaTevis of Bila Rachel, Zilpa Leah, Dalad Neshe Yankiv, the four wives of Yankiv, Shehena Imayis, the Yud Bezashvat. that they are the mothers of the 12 tribes. Connectan yesh gam dal pchinas benukva de klippa. Veshakasav ba'eg, arsay eres barzo, shein al umazeh de dalet ha'imayas ha'vikdash. Corresponding to the four matriarchs, which are in the realm of holiness and the source of the 12 tribes, there are four feminine aspects in the forces of unholiness, of evil, as it is written about Oig, that his cradle was a cradle of barzo, iron, which these are the corresponding forces of evil which oppose the four matriarchs and holiness. Ula Esef, and we could also add and point out, Shagam Sidon Shabdalat Moyeshev Barzo, that the order in which the four matriarchs are alluded to in the word Barzo, Bilha Lifnei Rachel, Zilpa Lifnei Leah, Bilha before Rachel, Zilpa before Leah, which is Shivcha Lifnei Gvirta, which is mentioning the maid before the mistress, Vaseda del Umaza. This is the order, the way things are ordered in the forces of that oppose holiness. As it says in Mishlei, Shivcha Kitirash Gvirta, the maid that inherits her mistress, or that conquers her mistress. That is representative of an undesirable situation. The Rebbe says, V'yishleimar, Shagam b'kdusha yeshnei aseidu d'barzo, Shivcha lifnei gvirta l'mal yusuf. This is, we could say that also in holiness, there is the order of barzo, of the maid preceding the mistress, but in the positive sense. In order to appreciate how it's possible that in holiness there should be an union of the maid preceding the mistress, in order to understand that, we have to first explain the quality that there is to be found in the mothers, the matriarchs of the Jewish people, over the avos, over the relative to the patriarchs. As it is written by Avram, Kol ha'shetemer elecha sara shma bekele. All that Sarah shall say to you, listen to her voice. Shai Avram tafel l'sara b'nevias. Rashi explains that Avram was secondary to Sarah when it came to prophecy. Al derech u'bedugmas ha'maymer u'matzim du l'osim lovet. So it comes out that the relationship between the two was similar to the condition, the way things will be in the future. Shenekeva to Seviv Geva, that the female shall surround, shall encompass the male. Eshes Chayel Ateres Baila, that the woman of valor is the crown of her husband. Shesviras Hamalchus, Shesala Lamaila Mikol HaSviras, Seif Maisav Mashavatri. Shesvira of Malchus, the feminine aspect of godliness, shall be elevated above all the other spheres. As we say, that Seif Maisa, the Machshava Chil, that which in action comes out last, really in the thoughts and the plans, really is first, because that is the ultimate goal. So really on a deeper level, the thing which appears to be last is really the lowest, is really on a deeper level the highest, and ultimately in the future that will be revealed. Shema'en Zehaya Eitzel Agus, that similar to this state of affairs that will be in the future, was already existing by the Avos, the Maimer Hazal, as per the statement of Hazal, the Gemara Bava Basra, Shleisha Timon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elam Hazem Me'ein Elam Hab. that there were three that would, because Baruch Hu granted them that they should taste in this world similar to the way things will be in the world to come, and the three that the Gemara says are Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yanka, Shenem Abraham, Bakel, Mikel, Kel. As it says, for each one of them it says Bakel, Mikel, Kel. For Yanka, for Avram it says Hashem Berach Avram, Bakel. And for Yitzchak it says Mikel, and for Yanka it says Kel. So Hasidus explains that this foretaste of the world to come is expressed by the fact, by the, this Indian of Alias HaMalchus, that Sarah was higher than Avram in the Vias. That has been a gale of Milas HaShvachas Lagabi HaGvidas. Bila Lifnei Rachel, Vizilpa Lifnei Leh. Similarly, we could say, pertaining to the quality, the advantage of the quality of the maids over the mistresses, Bila before Rachel and Zilpa before Leah. Kima shekasa b'rachel shenasa shekasa Bila liyanka v'yibone gam aneichim imen. As it says by Rachel, who gave her maid to Yaakov, she said, she explained, why is she giving her maid to Yaakov? That through her I shall also be built. Shahimais in Prinus Malchus Datsilas, as it's explained in Chassidus, that the Mois are the union of Malchus as it is in Atsilas. Bashvachis in Prinus Malchus be Ridasa Lubya. That the Mois represent the sphere of Malchus as it is contained within the realm of Atsilas. And the Shvachis represent the sphere of Malchus as it descends into the, as it is the source of creation of the lower world and descends into those lower worlds. Basically, without getting into all of the technical details, well, let's just read ahead a little bit more. And this it says that the stone which the builders rejected became the highest point. Sha'avis Shabainim Hamalchus Hayidenis, that the Avis that built the sphere of Malchus through their marriage to the Imais, they themselves did not want to marry the Shvachas because they rejected, they were repulsed by the descent into the lower worlds of Bia, which is this, what the union of the Shvachas is. Afalpike, Dafka Yidei Nisuehim Im HaShvachas. This brings about the building and the elevation of the sphere of Malchus in, the in its ultimate perfection. The maid inheriting or conquering her mistress in the positive sense. Footnote 89, he points out, Mudgish b'malchus David. This is emphasizing the kingdom of David. His birth came about in a manner that his father Yishai thought that he was having relations with his maid. He said, Shifcha kitirash, as the Alter Rebbe explains, with the potato and the scissor, that this is the say, the secret, referred to in Kabbalah as Shifcha Tirash Gevirta. Basically, the way Kabbalah and Chassidus explains the relationship between Avos and the Imaris. So the Avos represent various spheres. Generally we say Avram is Chesed, Yitzhak is Gura, Yang is Tiferes. Sometimes it says that Avram is Chachma, Yitzhak is Bina, Yang is Das. The idea is that, and the Imaris represent various levels in the sphere of Malchus. And the marriage of the Avos with the Imaris, as explained in Kabbalah, is Binyan HaMalchus, the building of Malchus, Ayidei HaSphiros, through the various spheres. And from that comes out Yud Bei Shvatim and Klal Yisrael, through the marriage of the Imaris, through the Imaris, Avos, Avram, Yankov came to marry Shvachas, which represents the descent of Malchus into the lower realms of creation, which produces the Shvat and Shiftei Ka, and finally the Jewish people down in this world. So what does that mean to us? When we talk about the spheres, the idea of the spheres that we talk about, the whole idea that we use spheres is to understand how the Ibsha relates to the world. That's basically the whole concept of spheres, that the Ibsha set up a system through which he goes about